famous quick relief for acid indigestion presents A Date with Judy. And the first of Judy's prominent guest stars, the distinguished motion picture actor, Mr. Joseph Cotten. And now to keep our date with Judy, that lovable teenage girl who is close to all our hearts. As we look in at the Foster house now, Judy, her kid brother Randolph, and her parents are in the living room.
What are you doing, Judy? Writing a very important letter, Mother.
Judy, are you writing fan letters again?
Really, Mother? When a man is not only the greatest dramatic movie actor in the whole world, practically, and also the handsomest, most romantic thing there is, well, at least a girl can do is give him a little encouragement.
Well, do you have to take on his entire encouragement single-handed?
Yeah, can't you let some other girl encourage him once in a while?
Really? I don't think you people understand this at all. I'm certainly not in a category with girls who write mere mushy fan letters.
Oh, no.
Well, of course not. This is purely on a basis of a discussion of mutual careers.
Of mutual careers?
Oh, did he like you in your last picture?
Really? I see this matter can't be discussed with one family. One has to forge on alone, fighting for one's ambitions in spite of the scoffing of one's family.
Yeah, I suppose that's what one has to do. I mean, one really does.
Well, I finished.
I'll mail it for you, Judy.
Thank you, Randolph. All I've got to say is, someday when I'm a star in Hollywood, Tootsie Whiteman is going to be very, very sorry she used dirty politics to keep me from being vice president of my class. Well, you'll all excuse me. I shall go up to my room.
Farewell.
Is that feud between Judy and Tootsie Whiteman still going on?
Is it still going on? It's reached a new high. Will everybody excuse me while I make a phone call?
Well, of course.
Well, it'll be much more soothing around here when Judy leaves Hollywood behind and goes on to greater ambitions, like being a school teacher or something.
Hello,
Curly. This is Randolph.
Yeah, Randolph.
I've got another one.
You have?
Yeah, take care of it for me, will you?
Yeah, Randolph.
Come on.
So long.
Just what was that conversation about?
Oh, it's a very clever and sinister plot.
Huh?
It's like this. Every time Judy writes a fan letter to Joseph Cotten...
Oh, so that's who Judy writes fan letters to.
Yeah. Well, it seems that Curly has a cousin who lives in Hollywood. And every time Judy writes a fan letter to Joseph Cotten, well, Curly's cousin who lives in Hollywood answers it.
Is that so?
Yeah. He makes out like he's Joseph Cotten. And Judy's falling for the gag hook, line, and sinker.
I don't know if I like that.
Why, Father, what other brother would give his sister a thrill like that? And all for free. What's here?
His letter. I can't wait to read every sentence. Oh, it's so wonderful. Oh, where's the phone?
In its usual place.
Just wait till Tootsie Whiteman hears this. She'll die. That's what she'll do. She'll just die.
Well, don't ask me to go over and pick up her body.
Hello?
Hello, Tootsie. This is Judy.
Yes, Judy.
Well, Tootsie, I thought you'd be interested in the latest.
Oh, did you get another letter?
Listen to this. My dearest Miss Foster. Dearest, it says, Tootsie. Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard it.
My dearest Miss Foster. I think I should really be calling you Judy by now, because I feel that I know you so well. I have studied your lovely face again and again, and I thank you so much for sending me your photograph as I asked you to. It said lovely face. Did you hear that, Tootsie?
Yes, I heard it.
Oh, this part's simply wonderful. I have decided that you are amazingly photogenic, and if you should ever come to Hollywood, please let me know so I can arrange a screen test for you. A screen test? Did you hear that, Tootsie?
Oh, I really wouldn't go to Hollywood if I were you. I hear you get terribly tired of the climate there. It's just sunshine all the time.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
Yes, but what about Oogie Pringle? You and Oogie are such close friends.
Oh, Oogie's just an immature boy.
17 and a half?
Yes, but he's so adolescent.
If you don't mind, I really have to hang up. My mother's waiting for me to go to town.
Oh, well, you don't want to hear the rest of the letter.
Oh, that's probably just a form letter he sends out to all his fans. I hear that's what they do, form letters. So long, Judy.
So long.
Well, did you burn?
She's green with jealousy, saying it was just a form letter. Oh, I could feel whole waves of intense envy radiating over the telephone wires.
That's nice.
Oh, it's wonderful. Look at me, Randolph. You really think I'm photogenic?
Well...
Never mind, Angela. The main thing is a gorgeous, dramatic, handsome, superb actor like Joseph Cotton thinks I'm good enough to be in pictures.
You think this room's all right, Joe?
Fine, Don. As a matter of fact, for town this size, it's darn good.
Yeah, for personal appearance touring times like these, I must say we've had mighty little trouble. Well, I'm going to unpack.
Okay, I'm going to go downstairs and see if I can find a drugstore. I need a toothbrush.
See you later.
Let's pause for a moment. Louise Erickson and Joseph Cotton will return in A Date with Judy right after these messages.
I want a box of mascara, some pancake makeup, and an eyelash curler, please. And if you don't mind, I'd like to look at... Oh, jeepers! Excuse me a minute, please. I beg your pardon.
I beg yours.
Excuse me for coming up and talking to you like this, but I just... Well, I just had to.
Oh, it's all right. I suppose if people ever stop talking to me, I wouldn't like it a bit.
Oh. Did anybody ever tell you look like Joseph Cotton?
Why, yes. People tell me that all the time.
You're just... Oh, the spitting image of him.
Is that good?
Oh, it's wonderful. I think he's marvelous, don't you?
Well, he has his faults. In that last picture of his, I didn't like it the way he looked in the mirror.
Oh, but that was marvelous. I thought he was terrific when he did that. I don't think you ought to run him down like that. He's really a marvelous actor, in spite of what you think of him.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get angry.
Well, it really hurts me to hear people going around knocking a simply marvelous star like Mr. Cotton.
Oh, far be it for me to knock him.
You're probably just a little jealous, actually, because he happens to be a famous movie star, and you just, well, you just look like him.
Well, that's possible.
He's really a wonderful person when you get to know him.
That's so. You know him?
Well, of course I do. Oh, not personally, of course, but he's been writing to me, and, well, the depth and character of a man who's so famous and everything is simply, well, I think it's wonderful.
He's been writing to you?
Oh, yes. He asked me to come to Hollywood and take a screen test.
He has?
Of course. I guess he realizes from our letters that we could work together in cooperation and everything.
Oh, everything.
Mm-hmm. On account of a sort of mutual kinship of understanding we have.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure of that.
Well, goodbye. It was awfully nice talking to you.
Wait a minute.
But I have to go.
Hey, Curly.
Yeah, Randolph.
Did you see this in today's papers?
No.
Look at this, picture and everything. Joseph Cotton to conscript blood donors. Joseph Cotton, well-known Hollywood leading man, came to town today under the auspices of the Blood Donor Service.
Yowie!
Double yowie.
Has Judy seen this yet?
Not that I know of.
Oh. Well, shouldn't we let her down easy or let nature take its thumb?
Gee, I don't know.
Well, it would be very interesting to see what happens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, having said sort of a perpetual motion machine in action, it might be kind of intriguing to see where perpetual motion stops and the explosion of the atom begins.
Randolph?
Here comes the atom now.
Was there any mail for me today, Randolph?
Judy, would you kind of like to look over the headlines in the morning paper or anything?
No, I think I'll
There's a very interesting picture on the front page.
There is, but... Jesus!
Anything wrong, Judy?
He's in town. Oh, but it was he. Oh, but why didn't he say so? Didn't he recognize me? After all, he has my picture. He's just been teasing me. Is he just leading me on and telling me to call up later? Oh, golly, this is amazing. I've got to figure this out.
Did you make anything your first statement, Randolph?
No. Can't say that I did.
Very puzzling.
Stimulating, though.
Yes, very. Decisive reaction of some sort there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, quite.
Doorbell.
I'll get it. Well, hello, Ogie.
Hello.
Want to see Judy?
No. Well, as a matter of fact, I'd like to see your parents.
Well, that's nice for a change.
Yeah. Usually you spend evening after evening trying not to see your parents.
Well, this time I want to see him all right.
Well, I think that could be arranged. Father's home for lunch, and you can find them both in the breakfast room. Good. I shall accompany you. Excuse me, Curly.
Okay.
Yes, sir. When a man faces a crisis, I think the most definite thing he can do is face it.
Oh, hello, Ogie.
Oh, hi, Ogie.
Hi. There's been something I've been wanting to say to you for a long time.
Well, it sounds serious.
Well, I felt it my duty.
No, just a minute, Odie. Judy is entirely too young to be...
Well, that's just it. She's so young. Mr. Foster, she's so young, and... Well, that's the reason I thought it was best I came to you.
You're darn right it's best you came to me. Just because you're going into the Army in another 6 months, you don't need to think that you can talk my daughter into getting married right now.
Oh, I don't want to marry Judy, Mr. Foster.
Maybe in a couple of... Huh?
I said, I don't want to marry Judy.
Well, what are you getting us all excited for?
Well, I want to keep her from, well, maybe marrying some other man. Mr. Foster, I'm not here to tell on Judy or anything, but, well, when a man reaches a crisis...
A man has got to face it.
Mr. Foster, what would you say if I told you a famous picture star has been, well, wooing Judy through the mail?
Huh? Oh! Is that all?
Oh, you should see what he says to her. Mr. Foster, I have here a packet of letters tied in blue ribbon, all of which this fiend wrote to Judy.
Where did you get those, Odie?
Well, Judy loaned them to Tootsie Whiteman to read, and Tootsie showed them to me. Not that I want to go around reading other people's mail or anything. Well, when something like this happens, a man
has got to face it.
Oh, come now, Ogie. Things aren't nearly as bad as you think.
Oh, they aren't. Well, Mr. Foster, this man is in town, and, well, it's pretty terrible, that's what it is.
Well, Judy hasn't run off with him yet.
Really, Mr. Foster, I've got to see action. And if you treat my remarks with, well, levity, that's all. Well, I guess the thing I've got to do is just go to the source.
Joe, there's a boy outside wants to see him.
Boy?
Yeah, a kid about 17. He's been prattling something about some letters you wrote to a girl.
Some letters? You know, Don, this is the second time today I've been accused of writing letters to a girl. I wish you knew what this was all about.
You want to see him?
Yeah, send him in.
Okay. Right in here.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Oh.
Anything I can do for you?
Yeah, there certainly is. I mean, yeah, you certainly can.
Well, just sit down. Now, let's hear all about it.
Well, it's like this. Mr. Cotton, I think... Well, I just think it's darn unfair to make a guy like me compete with a guy like you.
What's that?
I mean, what chance has a guy like me got competing with a famous screen star like you? I mean, what's unfair competition?
Well, I don't believe in unfair competition. I'm very much against it. I'll state your case.
Well, these letters you've been writing Judy. I don't think it's very sportsmanlike.
You have them here?
Yes. This packet.
Let me see them.
No, don't try to get them away from me. I'm keeping them. You don't need to think you're going to snatch the evidence so that when this thing gets to court...
The evidence? Well... I had no idea this innocent-looking packet of letters constituted evidence.
Well, I certainly do. And they remain in my possession.
I quite understand, Mr.
Mr. Pringle. Oogie Pringle.
I quite understand. I'll return them to you as soon as I look at them a minute now. Don will be a witness here, won't you, Don?
That I will.
All right, now let's see. Dated Hollywood, December 27th. Hmm? So far, so good. Now... My dearest Miss Foster.
You didn't need to have said dearest. You could have said just plain dear madam.
Yes. Yes, I could have. You'll mark that down as unfair. All right, let's proceed. I think I should really be calling you Judy by now because I feel I know you so well. Did I write that?
Yes, sir.
Corny, isn't it?
Oh, that's just the beginning. Now it really gets going.
I have studied your lovely face again and again, and I thank you so much for sending me your photograph as I asked you to. Ungrammatical, isn't it? No excuse for that.
And there's no excuse for asking her for a photograph, either. My goodness, when you have all those beautiful girls to ask photographs from, like Lana Turner, Hedy Lamarr, and all I've got is Judy.
But I know about her. She sounds like plenty.
Well, look you. Boy, is she snazzy.
Well, let's proceed. Amazingly photogenic. And if you should ever come to Hollywood, please let me know so I can arrange a screen test for you.
You see, that's what's so unfair. You can lure with screen tests and everything, and, well, all I've got to offer is just girl vocalist of Oogie Pringle's High School Hot Licks.
That seems enough to me.
Well, not when you go around dangling screen tests at her.
I see what you mean. Well, Mr. Pringle, what would you like me to do about this?
Well, I'd like you to... Well, spend your time luring Lana Turner or somebody.
That sounds like an interesting idea.
Well, you see, Mr. Cotton, I know you're not really serious about Judy. To you, she's just a toy to be, well, toyed with for a moment and then cast aside.
Like an old shoe.
Yes. But on the other hand, I'm very serious about Judy. And someday when I'm through school and I'm earning my own living, In about 10 years. Well, I'm going to marry Judy.
Well, in view of what you've just said, I feel rather ashamed of myself, Oogie.
You do?
Yes, I had no idea of anything like this, but now I do. I want to assure you that you can consider my courtship of Judy at an end.
Really, Mr. Cotton?
Yes. I give you my word, I'll never dangle a screen test in front of her as long as I live. Judy and I are, well, through, as you might say, in pictures, washed up, done, finished.
Oh, gee, Mr. Cotton, that's really very nice of you.
I can see you're the better man, Oogie, and I wish you luck.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Cotton. Yeah, I'm sort of ashamed of the way I barged in here, so sore and everything. Didn't know you were going to turn out to be a gentleman like this. Oh, I want to tell you something, Mr. Cotton. It's been a pleasure to have a man like you for a rival. And I'd rather have you for a rival than anyone I know.
The nicest compliment anyone's ever paid me. Thank you, Oogie.
Thank you, Mr. Cotton. Well, so long.
So long.
And I just want you to know I heard you were here on account of the blood bank. And I just want you to know I'm going right down there and give quartz.
Now, that's what I call recruiting.
Don, I don't like this.
What do you mean?
Those letters. I held one out on Oogie. I'm going to track this down and find out who wrote it. Don, I think somebody's conducting a racket someplace.
You do?
I certainly do. Somebody someplace is getting hold of fan letters and writing to those girls, promising them screen tests. I don't know what his racket is, but, brother, I'm going to find out.
Curly.
Curly.
In here, Randall.
Hey, Curly, Flash, latest developments on the strange case of Joseph Cotton. Over at my house.
Did you hear what's been going on over at my house?
What?
Well, the last time you gave me a report via the telephone.
Yeah?
Well, gee, my sister Tootsie was listening.
She was?
Yeah, I didn't know it while I was talking, but, well, she's wise, Randall.
You mean she knows Cotton didn't write those letters?
Yeah, and knowing my sister Tootsie like I do, the results are going to be mighty sad for your sister Judy.
Gee, what's she going to do, Curly?
She's going to sacrifice $5 of her own money to buy flowers and send them to Judy like they were from Joseph Cotton.
Wow.
Double wow.
Judy. Judy, come here.
Yes, Mother.
Judy, look at these flowers that just came.
Oh, aren't they gorgeous? Oh, they're the most exquisite things I ever saw. Were they for?
They're for you. I wonder where they're from.
Oh, here's a card to Miss Judy. Oh, Mother. They're from Joseph Cotton. From Joseph Cotton. Oh, Mother.
What?
And look what it says. Dear Judy, accept this little token of my affection and promise you'll have a date with me tonight after my lecture at the auditorium. I'll pick you up at your house at 9:30. Signed, Joseph Cotton. Oh, Mother.
Oh, I don't believe it.
This is absolutely the most thrilling thing that ever happened to me. Going out with a movie star who sent me flowers. Oh, my!
Now, wait just a minute, Judy, before you get so excited.
What'll I wear?
Oh, but Judy,
should I go look at my evening gown or should I call Tootsie Whiteman first?
Will you
should I wear flowers in my hair?
Well, dear,
do you think I'll look sophisticated if I wear mascara?
Now, Judy. Oh, there's the doorbell.
I'll answer it. I'll be glad to, Mother. Hello, Tootsie.
Hello, Judy. By a strange coincidence, I was just going past your house and I thought I'd drop in for a minute.
Oh, I'm so glad you did, Tootsie. Just look what I've got.
What?
Flowers. And you'll never guess who they're from.
Well, I can't imagine. Who are they from?
Joseph Cotton.
Well, fancy that. Hey, Curly.
Yeah, Randolph, what's the latest?
Well, Judy just took a milk bath.
Are you kidding?
No, oh, it's the truth, and Tootsie's just sitting there building up the rat trap.
Randolph, I shudder for your sister, Judy.
Yeah, so do I. Well, there's only one thing to do. When a man faces a crisis, he goes right to the source.
Hey, Joe, there's a boy out here to see you.
A boy? Same one?
No, definitely a little one this time.
Well, it's some racket they've got me involved in. I'd like to get the bottom of this. Tell him to come in.
Okay. Come on in, son.
Oh, thank you. Mr. Cotton.
Yes, sir.
Hey, excuse me for butting in, but I felt I had to talk to you.
Oh,
Mr. Cotton, I wish to give you a full confession.
You wish to what?
There's something going on I feel you ought to know about.
I'll bet there is. Now, all right, tell me all about it.
Well, you see, it was this way. I have a friend named Kelly. And that's the whole thing, Mr. Cotton.
Well, what do you know? Good Lord, I told that Hollywood detective agency to go to work.
Well, call him up again tomorrow and tell him to lay off.
You know, I feel sorry for Judy.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be quite a letdown tonight when you don't show up.
Look, why don't I show up?
Gosh, Mr. Cotton, do you really mean it?
Mr. Foster,
Chivalry is not yet dead, sir. Don, where's my hat?
Oh, now, wait a minute. This is going to make Oogie awfully mad.
Oh, we'll be able to take care of Oogie.
Yeah, if he doesn't take care of you first.
Jeepers. 9:33 and a half. Oh, Tootsie, I was never so excited in my life.
What would you do if he didn't show up, Judy?
Oh, he'll be here. He said he would.
Take it easy, Tootsie.
Oh, I will. Tootsie, do you think when he gets here, I should be kind of leaning languorously over the piano? Or do you think I ought to be draped rather languorously over a chair?
I wish I could drape you languorously over my knee.
He's nearly 4 minutes late already, isn't he, Judy, dear?
Oh, that's him. I mean, he... Do I look all right, everybody?
You look wonderful, Judy.
Yes, you look almost too wonderful. Can I come with you to the door to greet Mr. Cotton?
All right, Tootsie, the special favor. Oh, I can hardly wait.
Good evening, Judy.
Oh, Mr. Cotton. Oh, oh, brother. Oh, Mr. Cotton, I just never had such a wonderful evening in my whole life.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Judy. It was quite an experience for me, too.
Would you like to come in?
No. I'll say goodnight. We are here on the porch.
Yes, it's much more romantic out here, isn't it?
Yes. And speaking of romance, Judy, there's one more thing I wish you'd let me say.
Oh, Mr. Cotton, I'm terribly young, I guess, even though I'm much older than I look. But if you'd be willing to wait until I finish high school...
Oh, I'm not... That's not exactly what I mean, Judy. The kind of romance I want to talk to you about is, the kind of romance that exists between you and a boy, rather a man of your own age.
You mean...
Yes, Anna. That's the best kind of romance there is in the world. Take it from me, I know. You don't need Hollywood. You've got everything right here in this beautiful town. You don't need make-believe either. You've got the real thing if you only knew it. And someone like... What was the name of that boy you were telling me about?
Oogie?
Yeah, that's the name. Oogie. You know, Judy, he sounds like such a fine boy. You think it over, will you?
I will, Mr. Cotton.
Oh, I'll say goodnight now. It was a real pleasure knowing you, Judy.
Oh, Mr. Cotton, it was beautiful knowing you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Mr. Cotton.
Mr. Cotton, it's me, Oogie.
Oh, hello.
I waited in the bushes like you told me to, and I heard what you told Judy.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you, Mr. Cotton.
Oh, thank you, Oogie.
Gee, it isn't every guy in the world who can have a famous movie star to do his wooing for him.
But Oogie, isn't every movie star who can have a man like you for a rival.
Yeah, Curly?
I just want to tell you, we got a wire from my cousin in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's in jail.
And that was...